I was there a couple of days ago, and we decided, look, we looked yesterday, and we got in the meteorologist, and they said, look, it shouldn't drop below -2. They're saying -4, but, you know, and then Thursday night stayed at -2. The pitch was perfect yesterday. Game would have been played. The council were magnificent. They got all the gritters in. Surrounding area was good to go, even after the snow Thursday night. And we thought, right, we've got a right chance. We get the fans up Saturday morning. As long as it stays -2, the snow on the cover will insulate the pitch. It'll keep it fine. I was on the pitch on, it was Wednesday, Thursday, and the pitch was fine. And, you know, I wait, you know, overnight, 3 a.m, I wake up, I'm looking at the forecast, it's like -11, and I'm thinking, my goodness, what have I done to the big man upstairs, you know? So, you know, I get up this morning, first thing, I make a call to the club. Barry and Bob are raving. There was over, you know, a few hundred fans there. Some West Ham fans showed up. And in the spirit of the game, you got to hand it to the West Ham and the Posh fans. They tried their best to get the game on. You know, I gambled about $20,000 on stewards and police costs and food and stuff today to give it a go. And it didn't work out for us, unfortunately. So, there must be something special in store for us at the end of the season when they come and visit.
Yeah, that's it. Saving out for a big occasion then. But
yeah, good thing.
It leaves three important games coming up, doesn't it? Because West Ham was obviously going to be a big game by the very nature of what the Hammers are all about. But you've got Cardiff now, and then you've got Bristol City and Doncaster. So a real chance to build on what we saw at Burnley, which particularly in the first half was really promising.
Yeah, I think, you know, we struggled ourselves offensively before the Burnley game for a few games. We haven't exactly worked goalkeepers hard. And Burnley, we started doing that again. And, you know, that's confidence. I think, you know, you've got the skippers come back from injury. Boydie had a little injury there. Freck's been out for a while. Mark Little. I think as the players get more training in their legs and, you know, maybe the break this weekend, a bit of freshness for Tuesday night. Cardiff are playing today, I think, if it's not often. You know, that might help us. But we've got, I think, 7-8 games coming up. And you look at that batch of games and you think, there's anything about us and we want to really, you know, climb the table and do well in this league and get to those 50 points we want. You know, we've got to win a few games, and starting on Tuesday night, it'd be nice to see it.
And I tell you what, you talk about belief, and if there's one man that's really shown so much belief over the past month, it's Darren himself, because whenever you see him, win, lose or draw, people often talk about keeping your mental state the same, not getting too excited when you win, not getting too down when you lose, but he's just been upbeat the whole time. You just get the sense he knows how the season's going to end, and it's going to be good.
Yeah, I mean, I share that with him. I mean, you know, it's probably awesome because he's got no pressure from me at the moment. If we lose, you know, but you know, we started this a year ago and he came back on board. And, you know, when we always knew we get back to the Champions, it's one of the toughest leagues in Europe, it is, to be honest. And, you know, you look, if you're playing West Ham today, Cardiff on Tuesday, I mean, cracking games. It's a great league to be in. We also knew we had not a small squad, but a younger small squad. And there were going to be injuries, there were going to be times, you know. You know, 5 weeks ago Christmas, we're winning back-to-back games, we're getting clean sheets, we're picking up points. Birmingham, we should have won, and you think you're gutted, you know. Burnley, you're 3 minutes away from picking up, you know, a double win over them for the season. So there's so much progress we're making on the field, off the field, that, you know, we lose a few games. I couldn't care less about it, because I know the season's 46 games long, and we have our principles and how we want to play, and we've got targets. And we, as me as owner, him as manager, the players as players, and our fans, we have to stick by that, and we have to get to the target. And then we work on year two, and we go on and we go on and we go on. So the championship is going to see teams lose 5, 6, 7 games in a row sometimes. And touch wood, that's not going to affect us. We might lose 2 or 3 or 4, but we'll bounce back with a couple of wins. And that's what it's all about. And the players have to keep the belief, and the fans have to keep the belief, because we have the belief.